Professor Tim Layton is a professor of ultrasonics and underwater acoustics, but you and I know him as Mr. Bubble. No, we don't really say anything disrespectful, Tim, to a professor of your ilk from the University of Southampton. It's two for the price of one, actually. We've met you before, but I don't think we've met your daughter, who's actually sitting next to you. Hi.
Hi.
All of your friends can now say you've been on Radio Solent with the one word hi. That's great. It's excellent. Tim, right, we'll get onto the science now. You are particularly fascinated with the properties of bubbles physically. I know that you've been talking in the past about the dolphins, as I say, and how dolphins use bubbles to hunt fish. But something quite big in the world of bubbles has happened recently with an invention that you're involved in.
Yes, that's right. It's a cleaning invention. It cleans using bubbles, and it's won the best new product of 2014 from an organisation called S-Lab, which stands for Safe, Successful, Sustainable Laboratories. And it's a big international competition. So, for example, the best new building was won by the Oklahoma Medical Research Foundation, and the best refurbished lab was won by the University of Auckland in New Zealand. So for Southampton University to get best new product in partnership with our company that makes these devices, which is Ultrawave Limited, that's a big feather in our cap.
Tell me what the device looks like and what it does.
Well, it cleans using bubbles. And you might say, so what? I can picture in front of me a washing up sink full of white, lovely bubbles of hot water. But when you look at that, that's the wrong kind of bubbles and the wrong kind of water, because those bubbles are made by putting a lot of detergent, cleaning fluids into the water. And so when you flush that down the sink, those cleaning fluids make the water much more difficult to turn back into clean drinking water. And if they get into rivers, they'll kill fish and such like. And also that water is hot. And if you imagine how much energy you've used heating that water that you're then going to throw down the sink, it's wasted water, it's wasted energy. And so what we wanted to do is use a different type of bubbles so that you can clean with small amounts of cold water without having to add any cleaning agent to it.
So what are we cleaning?
Oh, well, what we've done is we've cleaned all sorts of things from, soot off stonework, lipstick, off things that stained. We've looked at cleaning, particularly biomedical instruments, dental instruments, and surgical instruments to try and clean off CJD and that kind of things to make them safe to use. So the device looks like a hairdryer. It's being produced now, and out of the end of it comes a little trickle of water, about as strong a trickle as you get if you just turn the kitchen tap a little bit on. And what we've found is that by sending the inside the hairdryer shape, there is a horn that looks like the end of a sort of trombone in reverse. And so the water flows into that, but we also send a sound field into that. And just as the trombone shapes the sound to come out of it, so we use that shape of this horn to shoot sound with the water down the stream. Down the stream of water that comes out, and that excites the bubbles in order to do tremendous cleaning. Now, these bubbles aren't those frothy white poppable bubbles you see. These are microscopic little balls of gas. So they're a bubble, an underwater bubble, like you might imagine Jacques Cousteau or somebody to breathe out underwater. So they're balls of gas surrounded by water, only the microscopic. And when we hit them with the sound field that comes out of this hairdryer looking device, the Starstream device, the walls of these bubbles shimmer, so they look like microscopic little scrubbing machines, and they will find dirt and they will scrub away on your surface in just plain cold water. And most importantly, the sound field will drive these bubbles so that they get into crevices like under your fingernails and cracks, because it's very easy to clean a flat surface. But if you imagine wiping across a flat surface that's then got a crack or a join in it, that's where it's hard to clean. So what this cleaning device also does is it directs these microscopic scrubbing bubbles into the cracks to clean them preferentially. So you get super effective cleaning, especially of cracks and crevices that would otherwise harbour dirt, and you get it with small amounts of cold water without any additives.
It's amazing, and not under pressure. I'm absolutely fascinated.
That's right.
So it sounds like a little dribble of water comes out.
That's right.
But it's doing even better job than a sort of high pressure
hose. That's right. All the water is doing is carrying the sound and the bubbles to the surface. And instead of having high pressure coming out of the hose, you replace that pressure by a sound field. And that's what does the cleaning. So we, we have this device and a company
it's
called...
It's being produced at the moment, you say.
A company called UltraWave are building them faster... are selling them faster than they can build them.
Really?
And so they're being sold currently to, companies, pharmaceutical companies and the like that want them. So
not domestically?
They will. I think obviously the intention is that they will be sold domestically, but we build up money from sales to then produce the production line that build these more quickly. I mean, this all grew from a kind of research idea that I had with my friend and colleague, Dr. Peter Birkin, up in chemistry. And we researched it, we thought about it, we tried to get money from it, and we almost dropped the idea because no one would believe us until the Royal Society Brian Mercer Fund gave us money to develop it for 2 years. Mm. And it was from that and the links with this company UltraWave that we managed to develop a product. And they've tested it, it's been independently tested, and in these tests of cleaning dental instruments and surgical instruments, it's saved up to 97% energy, and I know up to is actually to give you a range. It's 79 to 97.
Be careful. If you're marketing something, you've got to be careful.
Oh, okay. So these are the facts. These are the facts. So we clean without additives, and we clean. You don't have to heat the water. You don't have to use so much water. And I think the idea is, as I say, at the moment we've got devices being made and sold to companies, but we're really trying to look ahead to the next level of cleaning. Because if you imagine, you could take something like a little fire extinguisher, so it's a small amount of water. On the end, fit one of these nozzles, and then you've got 1 or 2 litres of water that could be carried and used in areas where there's very little water. So, for example, one thing I want to test is whether this cleans Ebola, because I'd really like to ship a lot of these nozzles out there and start cleaning in areas where water is a very scarce commodity and you don't want to pollute it with chemicals before you clean it up again.
Let me just bring your daughter in. We ought to give her a name, by the way. What's your name?
I am Nanon.
And how old are you?
I'm 16.
What is your dad like at home? I mean, when he's doing the dishes, what is he like?
Normally, he's very funny and he's very useful when you have physics homework.
Bit of a confession there. So he helps, but in a non-invasive way, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You do all of it yourself. But he doesn't sort of criticise that, saying, oh, you haven't got enough of a froth in the bowl there when you're...
No, he's sort of... less about work there. Yeah,
okay, right. Well, thanks for that. That's an insight into your family life at the moment, Tim. And how did you first get interested in bubbles, I'm wondering? Was there a sort of a moment, an Isaac Newton moment, like the apple fell on his head? Where were you when you first became intrigued by bubbles? I'm hesitating because I wonder if... I hope you're not going to say in the bath.
No. It was when I was, maybe 19, and I was studying for a degree at the Cavendish Labs at Cambridge. And